provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com. The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, January the 28th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How on earth are you?
I'm great. It's very exciting. I've not been here for ages.
I haven't seen you for ages and ages and ages. I have to tell you, listener, we finally got rid of Jules. We've dispatched her to Cairo to brush up on her Arabic and her Scottish accent. And we've invited Joe back because we haven't seen Joe for ages and ages and ages. And it's absolutely delightful to have you back here, Joe.
I think it was probably Little Dodsy's birthday. Were we here around then?
You were. That was the last time you were on.
That was August.
Which was back in August.
Yeah.
Doesn't time fly?
I don't suppose you've missed me, though.
Oh, I have. I have. I quite often mention you.
Yes, I should know that, shouldn't I? I should listen more often, shouldn't I?
Well, see, you don't know, do you? Because you've never listened. Yeah. No, most weeks I say, oh, for goodness sake, Jules, I'm going to get Joe back.
And here I am.
And here you are. Just 7 months later.
Brilliant.
So, anyway, thank you for listening in. Today's show is kindly sponsored by Fruitworks.co. Fruitworks are a hot desking community workspace hub in Canterbury, and they have an event this Thursday night called Create at Fruitworks, and it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's free. There are three fabulous speakers at the event. It's a great networking event, and there's free beer. And what more can you ask for? That's at 77 Stour Street in Canterbury at Fruitworks this Thursday, the 30th of January. And they are the show sponsors for today. We've got some great guests lined up. But we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. And you can get in touch with us a number of ways while we're on air. You can ring us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but the most likely way to get hold of us and to get a mention on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had some tweets. And
we've had some abuse.
We've had some abuse. And interestingly, I was told by someone on Twitter last night to watch out that you didn't have the habit of doing what Jules does, which is reading from the top of the tweet list. And I had to point out that it was in fact you, Mrs. Dodds, that started that habit, not Jules.
Exactly. I'm glad you remembered that.
I do.
Yes.
And I still hold a grudge.
Just because you can't keep up.
I know. So there.
Well, I've got it in front of me. So come on, start tweeting, everybody, just so that we can annoy Paul.
There has been some tweets. In fact, I had a tweet earlier from Yasmina Siendata, who was on.
Good.
Yasmina was on the show before Christmas. She won The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
With Lord Sugar, and she just said, hi, I hope things are going well down there in Kent. Yes, they are. Thanks, Yaz. And I hope things are going well up for you in London, which is brilliant.
Lovely.
But I'll tell you what, why don't we start off with an email?
Good plan. I've forgotten what to do around here.
I know.
The emails do seem to be getting a bit longer, though.
I know.
They're like novels.
I have tried to edit them, and you tell people. It's the people that send you emails with pictures in that make me giggle.
I can see that the people haven't started sending better links, though, on the basis of the first one I'm about to read out.
Is very interesting, and I want your professional opinion on that, because it's easy when you send someone an electronic document. So I'm going to have a waffle now.
Yeah.
When you send someone an electronic document with a link embedded in it, it doesn't really matter what the link says because you just click on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you print it off or you want to tell anybody what the link is, if it's 20 pages long, which a lot of them are, you just run out of the will to live after a while, don't you? So you really ought to have better links.
Exactly. Better links or somewhere to send people to where the link is.
Yeah.
Like your Facebook page or your Twitter account.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're going to have a case in point here. So, this is a cold calling sales boost seminar in Kent, which is on Tuesday, February the 11th from 9:30 to 12:30. Discover the five basic mistakes that are stopping you from getting a consistent yes to what you offer. So cold calling is one of the most effective ways of gaining new business, yet so many are afraid to try it. Why do we fear cold calling? It's because we lack the skills and experience to make an effective call first time. There are five basic mistakes that nearly everyone makes when they try cold calling. Avoiding these mistakes is the key to engaging prospects and getting the yes results that you need. So this is a half-day seminar, and it's at Bridgewood Manor Hotel in Chatham. And this is where we get stuck, because it's an Eventbrite link, which I just can't read out because it's just got
numbers and letters
and everything else.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the option would be to find it other than that. So maybe do a search for cold calling sales boost seminar. Bridgewood Manor, and I don't know if you can do searching in Eventbrite. You might be able to actually, so perhaps go to Eventbrite, and the actual wording on it is cold calling sales boost seminar Kent.
What I will do is I will put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. That's the easiest way of handling that at the moment. But please, if you are going to send us press releases, or if you send anything out, do think about, sometimes people just need to tell someone what the link is rather than electronically tag it. So do try and give shorter links, but yeah, we will put a link to the Kent Business Radio website for that. I have had an email here. Discover how to get more traffic, leads and online sales.
Uh-huh.
On the 29th of January. That'll be Friday, won't it? 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill near Maidstone. More and more sales start with a search. Google is the number one source of traffic, accounting for up to 80% of total traffic on e-commerce sites. 90% of commercial websites either don't generate traffic, leads, or the sales that they have the potential to. Hear how you can increase conversations from your website. Hear how you can increase conversions from your website.
good one there.
Highlights include creating your pay-per-click advertising campaign, produce a 200% increase in clicks by changing the content, increase your leads and sales with targeted landing pages, what to say to your customers, how you can turn visitors into leads and leads into buyers, and how you can outmarket your competitors, whatever size you are. That is an event which is taking place on the 29th of January at the Churchill Business Centre. And there's a website where you can go to book, which is www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
And can I jump in with the one that's running clearly that morning in the same place by the same people?
Yep.
Because then you could just go and look at both of them at the same time. And that's an introduction to search engine marketing. And that's 9:30 till 12:30 at the Churchill Square Business Centre in Kings Hill. And again, the link for that is bestbusinessevents.co.uk. And the half-day masterclass will guide you through what is search engine optimization and how it can work for you. What's Google looking for? The basics of a good SEO strategy. What is paid search and how to make it work for you? So there'll be some overlap, I would imagine, but both of those together would be quite a good education in online marketing, I would suggest.
Absolutely. Yeah, so go for it. Make a day of it. Have a day out.
Yeah, exactly. And have a nice day lunch out. In the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got Joe and I's permission to spend the entire day out of the office going to those events. Go for it. I'm going to start reading some of the tweets from the bottom of the pile. Very quickly, just those saying hi and listening in is the GB Pizza Company, Simply Italian, and Broadview Tea Room at Hadlow College, over there at Hadlow near Tunbridge. Hi to all of you guys, and thank you for listening in. Let's see what else we've got. We've got Alex Waterson at F Keys on the Medway City Estate. Alex is a fabulous trainer on Microsoft Office products. He improved my productivity on my Outlook box in an hour. He'd spent an hour with me doing my Outlook box, and it completely and radically changed my productivity. I even got round to answering some of the emails I was sent 9 years ago.
That was Alex. That's very cool.
Yeah.
9 years ago.
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah. See, because I get 3,000 emails a day, and some of them aren't spam.
No.
Oh, while talking, some of you may have received the rather odd email from the Business Bunker just recently. Apparently, our Yahoo account got hacked last week. I have changed all the passwords and sorted it out now, but there's still some weird emails floating around out there.
When you mean odd, what do you mean exactly?
I haven't read them. They haven't sent one to me. Amanda got one. It can't be any odder than the kind of stuff we normally send out. So I'm supposed a lot of people just didn't notice the difference, really.
No.
They just thought, oh, it's those two again, sending us rubbish and nonsense.
So in the spirit of jumping to the top, shall I say hello to Josie Maguire?
Oh, go on then.
Who says that she's just made it. She's listening live, and that's hash Tales from Turkey. So that must be who you were talking about earlier.
Yes, it was.
Is that Tales from Turkey not supposed to have an N in it? Because that hashtag won't work if it isn't supposed to. Tales from N Turkey, or is it without the N?
Should be without the N.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Josie. You might want to take the N out again and spelling. Then we'll be able to find you.
It's obviously working somehow, though, because I've just been followed by a restaurant in Istanbul.
Wow.
On Twitter. So, I mean, they obviously
saw they've picked
the hashtag
up somehow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Liz McNaughton, EK Media, is listening. Hello, Liz, and hello, Brant, and all the guys over there at EK Media. I'm going to pay them a visit at their new premises later this week at the old Printworks, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Excellent.
Yep. My phone's buzzing. I thought I'd switch it off. Sorry about that. I've got
see,
an email.
It's not any more professional since I've been away, has
no,
it?
No. We wouldn't dream of going down that route. Professionalism. Last thing we'd do.
I was doing a podcast radio show that I do most weeks last week, and my guest didn't turn up. Well, couldn't dial in, as in was trying to turn up, but couldn't get to me. So a quarter of an hour of silence later.
I bet that was fascinating.
Yeah, so I had to download it and edit it and reload it back up in the end, because me just randomly going, well, now I've introduced him and he's not here, I don't know what to do next. Wasn't the best radio. But there we go.
Scintillating.
Exactly.
I've got news of an award.
Oh, go on then.
We're so excited and honoured to have been awarded Crown Salon Award by Gounod. I don't know how you pronounce that.
It's probably Gounod, isn't it? Is it French? Gounod.
Yeah. Gounod. We are now an award-winning salon. This status by...
The drilling stuff.
Who started drilling? By Gounod. Means we are one of the few salons awarded for our excellence in environment, customer service, skincare knowledge and treatment menu. That's obviously why Jean-Francois came to visit last year, and 2014 is promising to be a great year for Serenity Health and Beauty. Well done to Becca and all the team at Serenity Health and Beauty at Swellcliffe and Canterbury. And you can find out more about their offerings in the health and beauty arena by going to their website at www.serenityhealthandbeauty.co.uk. They're the people that made me the man I am.
Well, I can see that.
No, sorry, that's really bad advertising, isn't it? They didn't really. Although Becca has been trying to get me to undergo a microderma abrasion for quite some time. Well, whatever one of those is.
There we go.
I just thought she was being rude.
But you're such a wuss after your chest
My chest wax,
thingy.
Yeah.
Sure
I've nearly recovered from that. It's only a year now.
So, shall I read another one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, our next workshop for creative professionals is how to take photographs of your artwork, and it's on Thursday the 27th of February. As an artist and maker, you want to build your portfolio with images of your work so it looks good and professional. It's extremely important that the images are of good quality. They represent your work. They may be the first things that people see of it, so you do need that first impression to be excellent, showing genuine colours and tones and without reflections. So whether you make ceramics, paintings, drawings, textile items, wooden objects, jewellery, you'll need prints of your work to display or digital files to share online. So it's Thursday the 27th of February from 9:30 to 12:30 at the Learning Lab in the High Street in Canterbury. It's £36 for members and £45 for non-members, and that's of Kent Creative. So it's a Kent Creative live workshop to learn from specialist speakers about creative and business matters. So Natalie Benaigs, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Has sent that in. So if you go to kentcreativelive.org, then you should be able to find out more about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the background noise. There's not a lot we can do about it. There's a crew of workmen outside with a Kango hammer deciding to build a drain. And I did ask them not to, but you can imagine what they told me.
Anyone on Twitter, let us know. Can you actually hear it? Because we can hear it quite a lot, but it'd be interesting to see whether you can hear much of it at your end.
Yeah, it'll be good. I've got a request here as well from the Institute of Directors Kent branch. They are looking for a new branch manager, sadly, because we've lost the lovely Debbie Cameron.
Aww.
Debbie, after many years of faithful service and running a fabulous branch of Kent Institute of Directors, has gone on to Pastors New. And she's now working as head of fundraising for a charity called Fields or something. I can't remember the name of the charity now. Sorry, Debbie. Which is a charity raising money for people in Africa. And the IOD are now looking for a replacement for Debbie. And I've got a job description here. If you are open, energetic, responsible and adaptable person who possesses the courage to make decisions, is capable of working on their own initiative and has good office and management skills, you will have responsibility for developing and promoting the activities of the Kent branch without constant direction. Your areas of responsibility include management of the office, securing sponsorship of events, the branch web pages on IOD.com for the Kent brand, management of events including liaison with venues, speakers and speaker agencies, liaison with chairman, treasurer, committees, key marketing partners, sponsors, government agencies, other relevant business organisations, IOD South Region and members. You will represent the IOD Kent at non-IOD functions as invited and also to deputise for the chairman. Promotion of IOD to business leaders of tomorrow through sponsorship and support of education initiatives. The Education Insight, Young Enterprise, Prince's Trust, KMEBA and other similar organisations. And to manage and operate the IOD Kent Association of Young Entrepreneurs. If you'd like to know more about that job opportunity or you think it may suit you, you can find out more by emailing chairman.kent, that's chairman.kent, at iod.net. That's chairman.kent at iod.net. It's a fabulous job. It is a busy and highly responsible job, but the Kent branch of the IOD is one of the best branches of the IOD in the country, and Debbie and her predecessors have done fabulous work to get it to where it is, and we need someone to pick up that mantle and to grow from there. So do get in contact with Chairman Kent at iod.net if you are interested in that role. What should we do next, Joe? Do you know what?
What?
I think we'll go for some tunage.
Tunage? What do you reckon? Yeah, we got something boppy.
We got something a bit money for nothing.
Thank you. that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
A bit of Dire Straits there, Money for Nothing. Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Yeah, you got that wrong then.
No, I didn't. I knew exactly what I was going to say. I was going to mix my metaphors a bit and go for stonkingly famous, but I thought, no, I'll just go for famous.
Yeah.
We'll
let's not muddle the brand.
Exactly,
though.
Exactly. I thought, keep it consistent. Yeah. Anyway, a bit of Dire Straits there. We've had a few more tweets in. We've had loads more tweets in, actually. But we've had Charles Tassell from Farming Kent saying hi. The Chef's Net. And also Stephen Jenner from the Gillingham Dramatic Society. And I think, if I remember rightly, and if Stephen's listening, which I hope he is, he may be able to tweet this, I think their pantomime's due to launch soon. It's definitely sometime in February, I'm pretty sure.
That's Jack late for a pantomime, isn't it?
Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk. It's a kiddies pantomime. You know, the cast are children.
Oh, okay.
And
so they were busy at Christmas, you mean?
They were too excited. They can possibly do it at Christmas. They were far too excited.
Exactly.
I think they're due to launch soon in February. But maybe if you're listening, Stephen, and you can confirm that, give us some details. We'd love to support that.
Little Dodsy's doing an audition on Thursday.
For?
There's a thing called Showtime that's going to be at the Leescliffe Hall at Easter, and she's in it with her theatre group, but they have a chorus, and she wants to get into that, so she's singing Consider Yourself.
Really?
Funny. Especially when she goes, on the house. We like that bit the best, you know, trying
cool,
to be
blimey.
London. Yeah, exactly.
You should have sent her around my place. I'd have given her some elocution lessons. All right, love, strike a light, eh? Get up now, those apples and pears, Little Dodsy.
That was much better than my version, wasn't it?
Yeah. Good. If you want it done, get it done by a professional.
Well,
that's
exactly
all I'm saying. Yeah, it was lucky she didn't want a Scottish accent.
Is that you said Jules has gone to learn that? Does that mean you're really good at it and she's not?
No, Jules has been in Scottish mode for the last two or three episodes of the Business Bunker, and she actually doesn't sound remotely Scottish, but she thinks she does, and she's now doing the whole thing.
Oh, it was for Burns Night, was it?
Well, I'm not really sure how it started. I mean, it started in some way, and then she, you know what Jules is like. Once she gets her teeth into something, she just goes with it. And it doesn't matter how bad it was, she just kept going with it. But there you go.
I was only thinking about that the other day, because we need to buy a Little Dodsy a brownie gilet.
Yeah.
She put her badges on, and it just reminded me of Jules after however long ago that was.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from Lee at Ancorians Football Club. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble, really.
You're always in trouble.
Yeah, well, Ancorians Football Club are a community football club. They run 20 football teams over in Medway.
Wow.
And they run them from not just for men's football and adults, but they run children's, they run special needs football clubs, they run disabled football clubs, they run girls' football teams, all kinds of things. They're a big community football club. And they put out a plea to get someone to sponsor their mascot. And I was asked to describe the mascot. And the only thing I could come up with was it looked like a giant marigold glove that someone had blown up. But as any fool would know, apparently I upset the little girl that had designed it. And as any fool could tell, it was in fact Sammy the Starfish.
Ah, right, yeah. Yes.
To get
I
it, Anchor's Starfish.
Yeah.
So, Sammy the Starfish still is looking for, he's got an empty shirt and he's looking for a corporate sponsor to put his name, put their name
Paul,
across
all
Sammy
I
the
can
Starfish.
All I can say is it's the least that you could do having got it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure one of your businesses could sponsor it.
One of my businesses.
You're on the spot now, yeah.
No.
You can't insult the drawer of the mascot and then not sponsor it.
Well, as I explained, we already sponsor 9 different teams.
Well, there you go. You need a nice round number. A tenth would be perfect.
No, we don't. I can't run everything. thank you for that, Joe. moving on, we've had a tweet from Kent Tweetups saying that they're listening in. Hello, chaps. and UniteWorks, who are the co-working space over in Medway City Estate. I think you can do one more email, and then we will talk to our first studio guest. What do you reckon?
That sounds like a good plan. Mm. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the Kent Channel Chamber, new event. It's a Get Work Network breakfast on the 12th of February. So the format will be similar to last year's networking events. Well, that's not that new then, is it? But with a
you're so picky.
But with a few changes. Oh, here you go. Here's the new bit. Aimed at making these events more effective as a source of referrals and work, as well as a meeting, as well as meeting members across the region and finding out more about them. And there's a free monthly startup business clinic, which is formerly the Enterprise Club, again run by the Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce. It's a monthly startup business clinic. It's completely free and provides a friendly and informal networking and support facility for anyone thinking about setting up their own business or thinking about going self-employed. So I would suggest you go to the Channel Chamber of Commerce website and you can find out more about the Get to Work Network Breakfast on the 12th of February and the free monthly startup business clinic.
Cool. Thank you for that. I want to do this, and then we'll talk to Roya. Honest. On Your Marks, Get Set, Go is a designer's guide to buying media like logo design, websites, printing, workwear and signage. Most business owners find media confusing and expensive, but this book is stuffed full of money-saving trade tips.
Is this Nigel?
Nigel Stevenson.
I saw it this week. It's brilliant.
Cool. It also takes you through the best practices on how to work with the media trades, understand the jargon, and how to get the best from your supplier in plain, non-gobbledygook English. That's a search engine, isn't it? Gobbledygook?
Probably.
Oh, no, that's a... a unique money-saving essential for your company, and it's only $4.99 a copy, and you can get your copy of On Your Marks, Get Set, Go by going to www.nigelstevenson.co.uk. That's Nigel Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, all one word, nigelstevenson.co.uk.
That's really good. I particularly liked the fact that there's some highlighted tips all the way through, so almost you don't need to read the book, you can just read the tips and follow those, and you've probably got as much as you need sort of thing. So it's really, you know, normally you've got reams and reams of words to read and you have to find the bits that are important and everything else. This just highlights it. It's brilliant.
It's a real pain with books, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the matter with these people? They put reams and reams of words in these things and then expect us to read them. What is the matter with these publishers? Are they, are they completely stupid?
Oh, I've broken my headphones. Wasn't the best described advantage, but it is true.
I've broken my headphones.
Right, there we go. We're back to normal again. Yes, but yeah, I would recommend the book. I had a look at it earlier in the week.
Do you know what?
Very good.
I saw a film the other night as well, and guess what? It had loads of
pictures in it.
Yeah,
sound,
it had pictures and sound. It was ridiculous. It took ages to watch it.
You see, I just need the synopsis. That'll do me.
Thank you for that, Joe. It doesn't get any better, does
it? Sorry, Nigel. I was trying to help, but apparently not.
Yeah. Not so heavy on the words next time, Nigel. Lots of blank pages. I'm old enough to remember IBM manuals.
Yes.
Where, for some bizarre reason, in every IBM technical manual, every other page was blank. Except, right in the middle, printed in it, was the phrase, "This page is intentionally left blank."
But do you know what? I got a book on Kindle the other day, and it had exactly that in there as well. And I thought, seriously? You know, when you're making a book and you're getting it printed, I've never understood the, you know, intentionally blank, but anyway. But when you're converting it into a Kindle book, you could just take those pages out, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
why
send them? So, yes, madness.
Mm. Anyway, enough of all that nonsense of wordless books and pictureless films. It's actually an absolute pleasure to welcome our first guest to the Business Bunker Show, Roya Crowdes. Roya, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm sure I pronounced your name badly then.
No, I think you were fine, actually.
Was I?
Spot on, yes, thank you.
Where's its origin? It's very interesting.
Well, Roya actually is Persian.
Oh.
Wow. And Crudes is, I think it's kind of French-Germanic.
Wow.
So, yes, not the easiest.
Funnily enough, I don't know if there's any connection, but there is actually a glass company in Maystone called Crudes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
But I don't know if there's any family connection there with you.
There might be a distant relation there, yeah.
Interestingly. So I'd seen that. It was Roy I hadn't seen. So it's Persian, yeah?
It is, yes.
Do you have family links to Persia, or is it just a pretty name and they decided to call you that?
No, I do have family links there.
Okay, cool. Good. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Roya is involved with growth. and the growth accelerator. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you from your history in Persia?
Onto something she does know about you. Really.
Yeah. No, why don't you tell us a little
what
bit?
What are you implying there, Jack?
She's in full rude mode today, isn't she? You see, it's really good. We don't miss Jules at all. If you want rudeness, I know hundreds of really rude women. It's just one of those funny things.
I just asked the origins of the name. He asked you if you'd got people over there that you knew and all that sort of stuff. I mean, that was a bit more personal, I thought. Anyway,
shall I start with growth accelerator?
Yes, why don't you do that? That would be a really good idea.
That might be a good idea, I think.
It's trying to make her feel, you know, relaxed and comfortable.
Yes, thank you. I feel more relaxed talking about growth accelerator now. No, thank you very much for inviting me to the show, Paul. I thought it was important to make sure that as many businesses in Kent are aware of the Growth Accelerator service and the kind of support it can provide for them. The service was launched about a year and a half ago, and it's primarily a high growth coaching and training service to aimed at SMEs based in England.
Right.
It's specifically for companies who are serious about growth or taking that next stage. They've got the foundation and infrastructure to support that, and Growth Accelerator, through a range of offerings, provides a framework really to help them build a successful growth strategy, introduce to them different ways of investment and external funding, if that's something that's relevant, support them with looking at their people and skill sets, and through access to the Leadership and Management Training Grant, allowing them to train up where relevant for them to achieve their growth strategy. And also, of course, working with the senior management and leadership team.
Okay. So let me just understand this. You don't actually provide funds to businesses.
We don't provide funds. We can help them. We have three, I should put that, Growth Accelerator has three coaching streams.
Yeah.
So a company that is eligible and suitable for the scheme can access one stream is called the business development coaching,
right,
which is obviously one of the most popular, but actually covers everything from helping to review strategy to business development, operational, the whole infrastructure, plan in place. We also have an access to finance coaching stream, which is specifically for companies that their next kind of challenge is seeking external investment,
sure,
and we can help and support them through that, through an investor readiness program.
So you advise them on how to prepare themselves for that, the different sources that are available out there in the marketplace, and how about finding those things.
Yes, okay. Yes, that's right. That's part of the service. And then the third stream is for companies that are launching new products, new services, and it's more on the innovation front. We work with a range of partners, the IPO being one.
Right.
And through that, we can also help them with their IP and IP strategy.
Okay. So that's people developing new products. You're helping them to consolidate their position in that with intellectual property and other things. Do you get involved with things like research and development credits and all that kind of stuff?
We don't get involved in it directly, but of course part of our role is to make sure that companies are aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I should just point out is the beauty of Growth Accelerator is that companies that go on the service have access to a range of coaches, and as part of that coaching that they're able to do, obviously that is areas that they can be supported through.
Okay, that's brilliant. Now, your role particularly, Roya, does that cover a particular geographic area and a particular segment? How does it work? How does it work as far as you personally are concerned?
Yes, of course. I'm one of the growth managers on Growth Accelerator, and I work with, part of my role is promoting, obviously, the service within the southeast. The other part of it is working with companies that are interested in finding out more about Growth Accelerator. And within that area, I help them access both the business development coaching and the greater innovate, the innovation side. And for that, I cover areas from Surrey, Sussex up to Kent.
Right.
I also have other colleagues who work with me who cover the Kent, Surrey, Sussex area.
Right.
So our objective really is to let as many businesses know that this is out there for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, get them started, really, on the journey, because even at the start, they actually have access to an online business diagnostic, which I will at that stage go meet them with a report. Which already prior to even trying to focus on what are their key challenges will give a fantastic snapshot of where the business is at that precise time.
Okay, so that's something that you sit down with the business and go over. You look at their numbers, you look at their balance sheet, you look at their P&Ls and their management accounts, and you look at their overall business, and you put together a snapshot of that, is that?
No, just to go back, Paul, it's an online business diagnostic tool.
All right, okay.
Yes, so as a starting point, what would happen is, for example, if a company comes forward, we can see that they're suitable for the scheme.
Yep.
So they have high growth potential. They can be in any sector.
Right. Okay.
And size wise, up to 249 staff.
Right.
So if they're suitable, then we'll get them started on the journey. And the first thing, as part of my role, is to give the director and up to five other senior managers, if that's relevant, access to an online business diagnostic tool called Growth Mapper.
Okay.
Takes about 15 minutes to fill in,
right.
But it does cover all the key business areas that are fundamental to obviously the growth strategy.
Right.
So everything from strategy, sales and marketing, to HR, people development, change management, etc., and financial.
Right, okay.
Once that's done, then a report comes out which shows quite visually, a snapshot, and gives a fantastic snapshot of where all those individuals see the business at that precise time.
Right,
so it gets under the skin of the business as a starting point before we then sit down and really pull apart and look at what are those key challenges that's going to be of most value to that company to access the coaching.
Okay,
through Growth Accelerator.
I love that idea. Quite often people's ideas of what they think they need in a business and the reality or certainly the sort of what ends up being the consensus once you've done that sort of work are quite different, aren't they?
Joe, I was going to say it's absolutely fascinating, and I have to say it's one of the parts that I absolutely love doing, because work with a range of companies from manufacturing to retail, and it is fascinating, particularly when you have a group of directors and you come in there and the results can either be similar or not very similar, but it just provides a great point for them to be able to actually pull out and discuss areas that perhaps normally in their weekly or monthly leadership management meeting isn't actually pulled out. And I guess while being on the Growth Accelerator, it's about, for them to get maximum value, it's really trying to find out what is it that's keeping them awake at night, and how can we help match the coach with them to put together that scope of support to help them build their growth strategy.
Cool. Just on a completely different matter, I know what's keeping me awake at night. Alex Waterton with his tweets. Give over, Alex. 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I just had to get that little dig in.
You need to tell the story on the radio, though. You told it in the break. People
yeah, I know.
Know.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. I don't want to mess up Roya's explanation of what she does. I'll tell you the story later. I just had to get that in. Sorry.
That's all right.
You are absolutely right. And as Joe alluded to, and I totally agree, one of the things about businesses is quite often they think they need something and they haven't really analysed it very well, because you tend to do things from your own perspective,
yeah,
don't you?
Absolutely.
And what you're comfortable with is where you kind of focus everything. But of course you need that bigger picture. You need that outside expertise to help you look at it in a more rounded fashion. Otherwise, you miss the things. Because,
yeah.
All of us... Sorry, Jo?
Sorry, no, carry on. I was going to say I have a question, but you carry on and I'll ask it in a minute.
Because all of us do that. We tend to focus on the things that we're comfortable with and go, I know how to do that, so we'll grow more of that, we'll do more of that, and it'll all be brilliant. and you know we can ignore the rest of it because it's not important.
Yeah. I was gonna, sorry,
and I just sort of picking up on that. I do quite a bit of work with the Engage for Success movement, which is all around employee engagement, and one of our enablers is about employee voice. So I wondered what account you take of the rest of the organisation's perspective on these things. Obviously, the starting point is to talk to the leadership team.
But
certainly in my own experience, you hear one thing from the leadership team, you find out something completely different if you start talking to the you know the rest of the organisation. So is there an allowance for that? Is there an element of that that comes in?
Yes, there is definitely. And obviously that's absolutely vital for the larger companies. Where, you know, obviously you have a growth strategy, and I was going to say the fundamentals is those different bits of the business jigsaw. And obviously, a fundamental part of that is employees, people. Mm-hmm. And once we've been able to match the company with a coach that can deliver most value and work on the kind of opportunities and challenges with them, one of the key areas often is where they do sit down individually with the staff and find out exactly what, you know, get that feedback. Because as you quite rightly said, Joe, that actually then falls into all areas. You know, we have a lot where it's about sales and marketing. It's about putting together a new value proposition. And all of that, it's not just about going externally. It's about going internally. So, yes, it overlaps all of those areas. Absolutely fundamental. And I was just going to say to what Paul was saying earlier as well, that it is, I think, you know, I've seen some absolutely fabulous businesses, very inspiring. And, you know, here so often it is very much about, you know, we know we're working in the business and we need to be able to stand back and work on the business. You know, that is, I've heard that so many times. Or just have a sounding board. You know, we kind of, you know, have a pretty good idea of where we want to go. But, you know, is it too high? Is it too low? Have we got the people, the systems, the processes, that infrastructure in place? And I was going to say, interestingly, you know, companies I've seen either have grown quite rapidly, and they're now at a stage where it's kind of, well, hang on, you know, we know we need to review what we have in place. Or they've grown quite steadily, but because of the market out there, they know that they need to start looking at new sectors, new areas, and therefore reviewing their growth strategy. And I guess Growth Accelerator, what it does, it gives them access to that support and guidance and coaching. We also have our own sets of workshops and masterclasses within the subsidised coaching, and of course the leadership and management training grant to help them kind of move forward, but obviously at greatly reduced costs to what they would normally pay.
That's that whole thing around people who start a business not having the skills to take it to that next level, isn't it? So it's really interesting to see that there's that extra help at that stage, that sort of growing pains stage, whatever that may be, for growth or for managing of the people or whatever.
Exactly, Joe. And as you know, many people start up their businesses because they have a passion for what they're doing. So whether it's, you know, from a technology or engineering, and they get to a stage where many will put their hands up and say, you know, actually I've been doing the sales or the marketing, but I'm aware that I need to
look at the
bigger picture.
Absolutely. This is a fascinating subject. We could talk about it forever, but sadly we run out of time. How can people get hold of you and find out more about this? Give us a Twitter handle and a website address and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Well, the website is growthaccelerator.com.
And there's a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. Otherwise, any questions, please. My Twitter is OI_RoyaCrewDace. And also what I'm going to put on there is, as I think I mentioned, the service has been running for a year and a half now.
Right.
And we've got some great impact figures.
Oh, fabulous.
Impact it's had. So I'll put the infographic, load that on later today.
So if you go into either the website or the Twitter handle, you can find a link to that infographic so that you can download it. We'll put all that information on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can check up on that. Roya, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. A fascinating insight into Growth Accelerator. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, but
thank you
so much.
I will do. Thanks.
Good stuff. I've had a tweet from Venom Tech. It says, you should have gone to the Southeast Arachnid show.
Well, why is that then?
He said, you should have gone there at the weekend to get a present for Jill Serkin.
What, a spider?
Yeah, and they've put a picture of a spider on there.
Oh, right.
And it is not nice.
Well,
so, thank you for that, guys. I hope you had a lovely time at the Southeast Arachnid show.
Lovely.
Sorry I couldn't be there with you, but, I was washing my hair.
I'm not frightened of spiders. Or something. I could have gone. We've got a tweet from the lovely Penny Williams. But it does say, listening to the amazing Vanilla Webb and Joe Dodds on the Business Bunker give us a mention. And I'm thinking, well, if you put the amazing Joe Dodds as well as the amazing Vanilla Webb, then I might give you a mention, Penny. And anyway, it's Penny's company is the Big Plan Group, turning big ideas into a big plan.
Fabulous.
I have given her a mention because I do work with her and she's my friend, really.
Did you mention Penny? Did you mention my friend, Penny Williams, from Big Plan
Group? She's my friend more than your friend. Is I know you introduced us, but now she's my friend more than your friend,
I
okay?
See, okay. That's all right then. Good. We're on a roll now. Venom Tech has tweeted again. Perhaps something like this. A salmon pink tarantula. Lasiodora parahyba. Which we purchased at the show. They got a pink tarantula.
A pink one? That is amazing.
Yeah, salmon pink.
Lovely.
Yeah, salmon pink tarantula. I don't know.
So you're winning today because your Twitter's faster than my Hootsuite.
Yeah.
I'm
ahead of the game at the moment.
Mandy
Hare of MacGuffin UK has hunkered down listening to the Business Bunker show. And she's saying happy Tuesdays to everybody. Thank you for that, Mandy.
Excellent. We've been accused of talking about interesting topics. Are you sure you're listening to the right show? Apart from the Growth Accelerator, that was interesting. Shall I read an email?
Yes, you can. It's just that
I was just filling in that gap there for while you were reading that tweet.
NPR-IT on the Twitter, NPR sales team, we're listening again, it's our second show in a row. He said, would it be possible for you to put links for events on your website? We
needs
do.
To listen more carefully.
Yeah. I think he's talking about events rather than just what's on the show.
Separately, you mean?
Yeah. If you actually look at the top of the website, we've got a community page and an events page. And on the community page, we list all the community activities that are going on. And on the events page, there are two things there. All the one-off events like workshops and conferences we list, but we also have a list of all the permanent networking groups and things like that. So if you've got an event or a networking group that isn't on one of those pages at the moment, do let me have the link and I'll put it on there. So, David, thank you for that, but do have a look. And if I've got what you're asking right, it should already be there. But if I've not understood your question, then
please
feel free
retweet.
To ask again. Yeah.
And that
you can
mean
do an email now. And then,
okay, thank you. I've got a business community breakfast. Have you got your head in the cloud? Well, the next business community breakfast...
Got my head where?
In the cloud.
In the cloud, yeah.
I read it as head in the game to begin with and went all High School Musical. You can tell I've got a small child, can't you? Anyway, so the next business community breakfast will be held on the 13th of February at Gillingham. Is it Gillingham? I never get it right because I used to live in Hampshire. It is Gillingham, isn't it?
It's Gillingham.
Not Gillingham.
Gillingham's in Dorset. Gillingham's in
Dorset,
Midway.
I mean... I used to live in Dorset as well, what am I on about? Oh dear, right. No, Gillingham's in Hampshire, isn't it?
No.
In Dorset,
it's in Dorset.
Oh, maybe it's Dorset. Anyway, it's Gillingham apparently here. Gillingham Golf Club commencing at 7:30 a.m. when the speaker will be David Bibby, former MD of ThinTech, the cloud specialists. David has worked on many, many major projects, including the Stock Exchange, and locally has managed the cloud data systems for Locating Kent, Business Support Kent, and very recently Medway Council. So BCB, which is Business Community Breakfast, exists for its members and it's a non-profit making with any surplus money being given to charity. There's no annual membership and the cost of the breakfast is £12.50 if paid in advance or £15 on the day. So if you go to businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, then you can book. And all attendees are entitled to an on-screen advert. That's required is a slide needs to be emailed to Alex Waterton of F Keys, who organises the screen show. So that's alex@f-keys.co.uk. That's
fabulous. We've had a tweet from MacGuffin UK. It says, great interview with Roya from from Growth Accelerator. Really interesting. Nicely done.
Well done, Paul.
Thank you.
Well,
so thank you for that.
Thanks.
And we've also had a bit of a slap. From Lucid Crystal, Vanilla Web, I've heard that surveys suggest that most people expect a reply to their email in 24 hours. I hope they're not offended by 9 years. Yeah, quite possibly. And B. Halling has said, how to get your LinkedIn profile to really work for your business. We are running workshops in Ashford. If you go to their website, which is insidenews.co.uk/LinkedIn-works, you will find out about that. Or you can follow B on the Twitter, B Halling, B-E-A-H-A-L-L-I-N-G, B Halling on the Twitter.
I'm impressed you are jumping around on that Twitter feed today. You've been practicing in my absence.
I'm trying to keep you on your toes, Joe.
You are. Can I just correct that last link, though? It would be insidenews.co.uk/LinkedIn-workshops-Kent.
I didn't read all of it.
It was on Twitter. I know, but you couldn't see it. You see, because it was
cut off. And I wasn't going to read all of it. I thought they'll find it. They'll find it. Don't worry.
I'm just being more helpful. But yes, I'm very impressed with your Twitter administration today, Paul.
Thank you. That's most kind. I've had practice.
Yes.
We do get hundreds of tweets these days as well, which is why I'm getting better at reading them, because I just zoom through them quickly now and don't get all excited every time I get one.
Yeah.
In the early days, someone tweeted. Now I'm going, ask another tweet.
Just ignore that one.
Yeah, ignore that one. And they tweeted last week. But no, we really do appreciate it and do keep them coming. Thank you very much. We're going to play a bit of tunage now and then we're going to come back and speak to our next guest. What do you reckon?
That sounds good.
I've got a bit of a number here. There's no relevance for picking this. I just kind of picked it because I like it, really.
Okay.
Provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff with great value for money charge rates. error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Oh,
we're back, Joe. Wakey, wakey.
I know, you are taking my microphone away.
Well, you broke the headphones, so I took the microphone away before you damaged it. We've just had a feedback to one of the questions I asked earlier. Stephen Jenner has kindly tweeted in, yes, Jack and the Beanstalk, it's on the 20th to the 22nd of February at the Brook Theatre Chatham. That's Achilles' pantomime. So do get along to that if you get the chance. And thank you for responding to that, Stephen, and that's most kind of you. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker Show a regular listener of ours, and it's been really good to get you on the show. And I know you were looking forward to meeting Jules, and we did send her to the Middle East.
Disappointment, apparently.
Yeah, we know that, Joe. Yeah. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Amanda Finn from Gullens Law, the law firm in Maidstone, and you're the head of HR department there, I believe.
Yeah, it's employment department, really.
Employment, yeah.
Because I don't want to step on Joe's toes in terms of being an HR specialist. But
right.
Yeah, we do.
Employment. Maybe,
that sort of area.
Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Tell us a little bit about you and your background, and tell us a little bit about Gullens, which is a long-established firm, I know, because you happen to be my neighbours in Maidstone. We're next door to each other.
Yeah, just over 100 years now we've been in
Maidstone. We haven't been neighbours that long.
In one form or another. But we're on Mill Street, obviously, in Maidstone. We only have the one office. We're all there. Hmm. We take up most of Mill Street now. We keep
you
knocking
indeed,
into buildings.
Yeah.
So be very careful, Paul.
Yeah, well, I'm just round the corner. We've got a car park kind of between us. I'm just about to move anyway, so,
we'll work our way round the corner and go
absolutely.
Down the high street eventually.
Yeah.
And I've been with them now for 9 years, but I've moved around quite a bit, actually, because my flat northern vowels, you'll hear, are all the way from Derbyshire. And then
I come from Derbyshire.
And then I moved down the country to Bristol, then to Reading,
hey, up,
then to Herne Bay, then to Canterbury, and I've ended up in Maidstone.
Wow. I can do Derbyshire. Hey, up, duck.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Almost.
That's a bit more Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better than Jules as Scottish.
That's a result. That'll do.
Apparently that isn't hard, though, from what you told me.
Cool. So, thank you for joining us, as I said, Amanda, and... It's one of those things. I mean, funnily enough, this leads quite nicely on to what Roya was saying about, you know, growth in businesses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For an awful lot of businesses, one of the first things that they do as their business succeeds is hire people, or one of the first things they'd like to do is hire people. And for a long, long time...
And then the next thing is they want to get rid of them. Probably.
Yeah. And then having got them, they want to get shot at them.
Sorry,
yeah.
I couldn't resist that one.
Yeah, I was going to mention that in a minute. Oh, no, not you. Yeah. But funnily enough, for a long, long time, that became very difficult. I mean, it has changed now, but because so many people were so scared by the regulations and the amount of things that one read in the paper about tribunals and all kinds of things and all kinds of ways that you could fall foul of political correctness and all kinds of things, that an awful lot of people just did not hire to try and avoid the problem.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And, you know, and that's just crazy. That has changed now because for a number of reasons. One, people are more aware of the reality of the situation. But from your point of view, maybe you could talk us through some of the common things that people need to think about when employing people.
Well, I've been warned against going into legalese because us lawyers are a bit like that. But in my head, it's really quite simple. It's about information and it's about communication. So there are lots of ways you can get information. You don't need to get it from a lawyer. There's plenty out there. What I would say is make sure you've got the right information. Mm. And obviously, lawyers do have the right information. But, there are ACAS is a lovely website. There's lots of information on there. The business, the Chamber of Commerce, those sort of areas. But if you're getting that information, a lot of people just say, oh, well, that's a contract. Let's take that and we'll put that in our business. Mm. And I think it's really important that people make sure they have the right contract for their business, for their people. There's nothing wrong with using. He's got his hand up now.
I'm going to make an admission here live on air. I am.
Don't
I don't know why I'm doing this.
You haven't got any contracts.
No.
It's no, worse he has. That. I did check that.
It's worse than that. Absolutely worse than that. I recently employed a new employee, and I gave them a standard contract, and part of our contract refers to our internet policy. And he said, could I have a look at it? And I went, yeah.
Yes, it's don't put anything online that you wouldn't tell your grandmother.
And embarrassingly,
good policy. I like that one.
Embarrassingly, my entire staff have signed that contract, and we can't find a copy of what our internet policy actually is. Oops.
I remember you telling that story a couple of shows ago, and that's exactly the example I was going to use. That you know what's in your contract, make sure it meets your needs, and you, there's no point in paying a lawyer to draw up a contract. But it, once you've got one, make sure that it's right and up to date. And make sure that you address the issues your business has in that contract. Because when you're getting together, everybody loves everybody and it's all fine. But it, when that contract will really come into play is when you're falling out and things aren't quite so fine.
Yeah, it's a bit like prenuptials and things like that,
isn't it? It is exactly really? That, which we also do at Gullens.
That's handy.
We do all the high street stuff as well as the commercial stuff, but my particular area of expertise is obviously the employment. So it's all about information, making sure you've got the right information for your business. But it's also about communication, and that is where I think most of the problems occur.
Absolutely.
Where people don't know what's going on in their business. Mm. And Joe mentioned earlier about talking to not just the managers but the employees, and I think that is key to any business and any employment issue. Make sure if you have rules that you tell your staff what they are, that you enforce them fairly and consistently, and make sure that everybody knows that that information is a two-way process, and that that's where all those scary headlines come from.
Absolutely. I mean, you will know this far better than I, and I might even be making this up.
Really?
Yeah. But it strikes me, and you may have statistics on this, but when I see reports in the press or whatever, or talk to business people that have ended up in a tribunal, invariably the employer loses a tribunal because they failed to follow the process correctly. Not because the employee didn't deserve the sack or whatever, or shouldn't have been made redundant. It's purely the process that they got wrong, not the rationale. And so many employers get fazed by that. They go, yeah, but they were horrible. And you go, yeah, but that's not the point. Yeah, there's a process that you have to go through in order to do this properly. And that's what you failed to follow. And that's why they've, you know, fined you.
And that's one of the areas that's recently been made a lot easier, because a couple of years or so back, they changed it. They decided that if employees and employers actually talked to each other before they got to tribunal, then that would sort things out. Mm. And so they made this new rule that said that you had to go through a very strict process. You had to have a letter. You had to have a meeting. It had to be here. It had to be within this many days. And then so many cases occur because employers hadn't done the right letter at the right time. The actual history to the case was completely in their favour. But those rules have been relaxed now because they realised they weren't working. But there are still certain things that they need to do, and it's about making sure you've got the information before you get halfway down the process and find out that everything you've done has just prejudiced you in terms of employment tribunal claim.
Absolutely. I did love what you were saying, though, about communication, because communication in any relationship is really crucial, isn't it? And because what happens is, with a lack of communication, you don't have nothing. What happens is people fill it in for themselves. So if you don't tell somebody something, they'll just assume. They'll assume that you're letting them go for a reason. You know, you don't like me because I'm a female, or from an ethnic minority, or, you know, because I wouldn't go out with you, or, you know, any old reason that they think, because they've got to have some kind of justification. If you haven't told them, they'll just make it up. And that is just standard human behaviour.
And the most severe example of that is in sickness management, which I know is a big issue for businesses. And that's where somebody comes in and has a problem, and they sort of take some information from their own knowledge or from what they've heard down them. With the man in the pub, and they make it up instead of going to the source of getting some good information from a doctor about how to manage somebody's illness or disability. So it's about the information and about two-way communication. I can't stress the two-way enough, really.
Absolutely.
Listen to what employees are saying.
Of course, ironically, a lot of the reasons that you're in the disciplinary situation in the first place is because of poor communication, and then it becomes a difficult conversation, which is what managers tend to struggle to do, and then it just gets completely out of hand, doesn't it? And I heard something on Facebook the other day about somebody locally, I think, who's being potentially deported. It's one of those ones, you know, where they've followed the rules to the letter you know, she's been here a long time, paid tax and all those other things. But what struck me is her employer had just summarily dismissed her because of this stuff that's happening, because obviously they'd had some letter that says you can't employ her anymore. But they didn't even do it compassionately. They didn't even, you know, have the sort of proper conversation that says, you know, you've worked here for 9 years, you've given all of this, and we don't want to do this, but this is the letter of the law, and this is what we've got to do. They actually just did it really awfully, and it's because I guess they probably felt really awkward and didn't know what to do, and their communication just went out the window.
Yeah,
and they just like
they panicked.
You know,
yeah, they panicked
absolutely.
And you just they panicked and thought, oh my god, we're going to get done by someone who's going to come here and fine us £1 million for employing illegal aliens. We get rid of them quickly.
I always say that dealing with employees is a bit like dealing with children, in that sometimes you have to have time out. And I think why people make those bad decisions is because they rush into them. Instead of saying, right, I'm going to take a minute to think about this, what the ramifications are, get some advice or get some information. And they rush into it, and that's where the bad decisions are really made. Mm-hmm. So you need some sort of time out.
Just smiling about it. I don't know if you saw last night on some of the political blogs, there was a little bit of a faux pas by the Labour Party. I don't know the actual ins and outs because I only saw a bit of it and I wasn't particularly overly interested in reading it, but it was quite funny. Apparently, somebody from Labour HQ started tweeting that they hired some guy from overseas to come and help them with their something or other. And somebody said, oh, another unpaid intern, is it? And they went, no, he's on a full salary. And they obviously walked straight into it because it turned out the guy is on a visa that doesn't entitle to him to earn money being here. So they then hoist themselves with their own petard and they're now busy trying to deconstruct that argument.
I mean, the growth area is social media. And again, I'm not going to step on Joe's toes on that one. But employers need to have a policy that they tell their employees what they expect of them on social media and what the consequences are. And they need to enforce that.
Absolutely. And funnily enough, that's from all kinds of points of view as well, because a lot of medium-sized, well-established companies are a bit unsure about social media, and they haven't worked out the marketing potential of it yet. And one of the reasons I feel for that is that they're a bit scared about what somebody might say on their behalf. The interesting thing with social media is you can't not be on it. Yeah, you are on social media, whether you are or not, because somebody else is talking about you. Mm. And if you're not there, you don't even know, so that you can't manage it. Mm-hmm. But we do need processes and principles. And it's why you see so many Twitter accounts from people at the BBC or the press that have, these are my views and nobody else's and I can't be sacked for saying them kind of thing.
Which absolutely don't mean very much
Which
at all,
doesn't
do
mean
they?
Anything at all. It doesn't protect
so it's
them
not really
remotely.
Worth putting that on there. Yeah. As you say, I mean, it's all very topical and all those other things, but interesting, partly that employers have a focus on trying to stop people using the social media
instead of managing it.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And instead of using the opportunity.
Yeah.
I see stuff dropping through the door all the time, you know, the course on how to stop things going wrong on social media. But actually, my comment is, if you are worried that your staff are going to say the wrong thing on social media, you've got a much bigger problem than
Absolutely.
Social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's not start at stopping them. Let's start at working out what's gone wrong in the first place.
Yeah, why are they saying this in the first place? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Okay, yeah, you know, there is a bigger platform to get your stupidity on view. But the fact is, if your staff are being stupid anyway, you know, just because you can't see it doesn't mean to say it's not happening, and just because, you know, it's not going to so many people.
They were always doing it down the pub anyway. It's
exactly.
Just like you say, it's just a wider audience.
Exactly. Exactly. Amanda, I want to ask you, and this may be a horrid question, and if it is, you know, just feel free to throw it out of court, I'm into this. We were having a discussion off air when I was talking about a large firm of London lawyers that I met the other day who had a freebie department. Apparently that's pro bono. Me Latin's a bit rusty. From your point of view as an employment lawyer, for a business engaging in employing people for the first time or growing their workforce, are there two or three things that you would say, look, you really must pay attention to this? These are the basics that you must get in place. Otherwise, you know, you really could get yourself into some trouble. What would you recommend?
Well, first of all, it would be a contract. Yeah. We've talked about how you would do that, but a contract that fits your business and refers to that employee and what they're going to do. Mm. The second thing I would say is there are certain policies that you need in place. Now, that makes everybody sort of scared because they've seen 300-page staff handbooks when they've only got three employees. There are policies that you can have if you want to. For instance, social media, if you are working from computers, that may be something that you need. But if you're not working from computers, you may not. Mm. So there are some policies that you do need, some policies that you could have, and some policies that you just won't need, depending on your business. So find out what policies you're going to need by talking around Chamber of Commerce, ACAS, and then put something together. And as a lawyer, I would say at that stage, when you've put something together, that's a good time to come and see a lawyer. You've already done a lot of the legwork, so you're not going to be paying for somebody a lot of money to do that. But what you are going to then be doing is speaking to somebody who's been through it before, who knows what's going to go wrong and can address any gaps that you've left in there.
Yeah.
So those are, I suppose a third thing is get organised. And that's not a specific thing, but just people say they don't have contracts still nowadays. People come in and say, no, there's no contract. And it is so simple to rectify. And if you get a system set up where you give them a contract within, it has to be within a certain period of time of them starting. But if you set in a process in motion, then you will not have problems not have problems of your own making at any level.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, it wasn't an employee relationship, but on a similar vein, I some time ago did a transaction and my lawyers suggested that I had a small contract. It was only one page. It was only one A4 page. It wasn't an in-depth contract between myself and the other party that specifically had some things in it about a specific situation, okay? And they said, we recommend you do that because then otherwise it could be a grey area and you could, not understand each other. Da, 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 da. Anyway, okay, you're just trying to rattle some more money out of me for doing da, 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 da. And they went, no, we wouldn't do that, Paul. And I went, no, I was just saying that. Anyway, we actually put that in place. And blow me down, a couple of years later, I got an email out of the blue from the other party saying, da, 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 da. And I said, I refer you to the contract we signed. And they went, oh, I've forgotten about that. And they came back and went, well, I couldn't have signed that. Yeah, you did. And it just shows you the value of something like that, because you'd thought it through first, which was exactly your point, Amanda. You thought it through, what you wanted to do, and you put something very simple. It wasn't complicated, but it cleared the air because it was in black and white, and it said, your responsibility is this, mine is that, and if this happens, this is the outcome.
And at the start, when you want to form a contractual relationship, it's a bit like a marriage, really.
Exactly.
When you want to be together, everybody's prepared to talk about those things. But
Absolutely.
When you don't want to be together, that's when people start shouting and throwing lawyers' letters around.
So. Absolutely. And it just showed you the power of something like that, which cost tuppence halfpenny. It was a really cheap thing to do. It was very easy to put together. And it was very clear. It was a communication device, really, in which every party agreed that they agreed. And it just showed you. That is incredibly important advice, and I think people really ought to listen to you and follow that. We're fast running out of time, I'm afraid, because it's one of those subjects that we could talk about for lots and lots and lots. And we will have you back on the show at a later date, I think, Amanda.
That would be great.
So that you can meet Jules and we can develop some of this in
yeah,
greater
depth. She needs a bit of a quality and diversity training, from what I've heard before.
I am keen for Amanda to meet her, because she does blurt out a few things and we have... Yes. We have issues.
So I'll stop feeling like a second-class citizen then.
Yeah, no, it's not that easy. I'm happy with your performance so far.
Oh, Joe's workplace behaviour has been exemplary.
Exactly, yeah. Give us a shout for your website, for Gullens' website, for your Twitter account, and how people can find out more about Gullens and what you offer in employment and in legal terms in general.
Well, the website is www.gullens.com, and all the areas of law that Gullens deal with are on there, from agriculture, we do a lot of farming law, construction, and we still have a criminal department as well, which is fast becoming a bit of a thing of the past for lawyers because of the funding being withdrawn. So that's where you can find all the information about the people at Gullens. All our information is on there. Gullens do tweet, but they don't tweet very often, and I tweet more often. So follow me, and that is Gullens underscore capital H capital R underscore law.
Fabulous. Can I make a suggestion for the next show?
Yeah.
Get her to come back in and talk about the criminal funding thing, because that sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah, it's another area. I mean, the whole area of law is a fascinating area. And Amanda has a book she wants to talk about as well, which we mustn't forget, because we are fast running out of time, and I've got a gazillion tweets and loads of emails. But yeah, no, we will look at that, because there are lots of different things that we want to talk about in terms of what happens in business and law. Hey, that's why we do the Business Bunker Show, to talk about those
subjects. We do have a health and safety seminar running, which I think I've tweeted about before, and you've shouted out for us on the programme.
Cool.
On the, I think it's the 5th of February, at the Gallagher Stadium in Maidstone, and we've got our criminal partner, John Roberts, and some...
That always makes me snigger, our criminal partner. Yeah, we'll tell him to stop it then.
And some barristers coming to talk about the criminal aspects of health and safety. And,
okay, and that's
and
the 5th of February.
I think it's the 5th. Check our website.
I tell you what, we'll check that, and then we'll retweet it out as well. But sometime in February... and at Gallagher Stadium in Maidstone.
Yeah.
You want to mention a book as well?
Well, I listen to the show, and I'm aware that people come on and offer prizes, bribes, whatever you want to call them. So I've brought along...
We prefer prizes, actually.
Yeah, prizes. I think I would prefer prizes as well. My sister-in-law, Lydia Sison, writes young adult books, fiction books,
right.
Historical fiction.
Mm.
And she, her latest one, the reason I bought it along rather than a bit of family promotion, is that the one that she's just written has been based around The Marsh. It's about World War II.
Right.
It's about a pilot coming down, a Polish pilot and a young girl who lives on the Marsh. And so I was going to offer a prize of a copy of the book for anybody who follows me in the next week, and I'll pick a name out and then I'll let them have a copy of the book.
Fabulous. So... anyone that follows Amanda on the Twitter at Gullens underscore HR underscore law.
Yeah.
With the hashtag Business Bunker.
With a hashtag Business Bunker. So those two things. So follow Amanda and put hashtag Business Bunker. At the end of next week, we will put all of those people into a hat, and Amanda will pick someone, and you will win a copy of a book. And the book title is...
It's called That Burning Summer.
That Burning Summer.
And it's by Lydia Sison. I think she's on Twitter as well. She's at Lydia Sison, if you want to see
Fabulous.
More about her.
And it looks really good. So don't do that, and I will, and then I can win it. Or is it one of those family and relations to the show aren't allowed to enter?
No, I think we could all have a go at that. Well, that looks fabulous. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Business Bunker
Show.
We will have you back, because as Joe quite rightly says, there's lots of other things we can talk about and lots of other developments, but we are fast running out of time. We've had a tweet from Mandy Hare that says there's a half-time workshop in Faversham and it's filling up fast. It's a week in the West End. It's called Sing, Dance, Jazz Hands. And you can sign up by emailing Mandy at MacGuffin, MacGuffin.org.uk. That's Mandy at MacGuffin.org.uk. Or you can follow MacGuffin UK on the Twitter and find out more about that workshop in Faversham. Squared Frames, JM Squared Frames says, hi, having a good show. Thank you very much for that. And I also want to let you know about a new way of networking that has arrived in Canterbury. This Thursday, the 30th of January at 7 a.m, I would like to introduce you to a new business network group in Canterbury. This is on the 30th of January at the Best Western Abbott Spartan Hotel. It's the ABC Network, and it's one of the fastest growing networking groups in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. There is no joining fee. All you pay is £14 for the cost of the meeting, and this includes a breakfast. And you can find out all about it by going to www.abcnetworks.co.uk, or if you would like to join, you can email events@castlewoodhotels.com. So thank you for that. Have you got any more emails that you need to read right now today?
Oh, right now today? Well, now he tells me. Can't I just read this one as I was prepared and then I'll look for another one in a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently yes. Well done. I've just been reminded I need to talk about my choir. Can I talk about my choir?
Talk about your choir. But you're going to be really quickly. Can you sing it?
No,
just talk about
Folkestone Choral Society. I'm singing in Folkestone Choral Society at the moment. We're singing The Armed Man, which is Carl Jenkins, and Fauré's Requiem on Good Friday. And we're always looking for new singers, particularly men. So if there's any men out there who can sing, that would be really good. If you could come along.
Why are you looking at me?
Can you sing? Can you sing?
No,
well, don't come then. It's on Mondays at Sandgate Primary School, and it's 7:30 till 9:15, and there's a website which is folkestonechoralsociety.org, I think. But it's really good fun, and I'm just on a bit of a mission because there's not that many people of a younger variety, shall we say, who are singing in these four-part choirs nowadays, in my experience, locally, and I really wish people did because it's really nice and good and rewarding and fun and everything else, and so come and join us, please.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff. And
now
I can't sing. And read an email.
No, so don't you come. Read an email. Oh, he's put me on the spot again. Right, but Benenden Hospital is offering free healthy heart checks when it holds an open afternoon on Thursday the 13th of February. The event will be open from 2 to 5. Visitors will have their blood pressure checked, tests to establish their body mass index, and a cholesterol check. And they're being offered free as Benenden Hospital is supporting a healthy heart month being run by Benenden Health throughout February. So you can have a look on their website, which is benendenhospital.org.uk.
Fabulous. We've had a tweet from James Gardner, and he says, sorry, I don't know why he's sorry, just another tweet from me. We always like to hear from you, James. He says, I'm listening live from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Which is brilliant. And he said, you sound great as always. James, thank you so much for that, and thank you for listening in over there in St. Louis.
I hope business is going. I don't know what he's doing over there. Well, he's from Rochester.
Yeah, James is part of the team at Component Force at Rochester, but they have a US arm, and James goes over there quite often. And he always listens to us wherever he is in the United States or Canada.
Perfect.
And we love him for it. We do.
I've got something else.
Yeah, go on.
On the 30th of January, a women's health and wealth event, 7 till 10 in the evening. The online price is £10.95 and it's at Dickens World Theatre in Chatham. Did you know that women are third more likely to be diagnosed with a heart condition than... Oh, sorry. It's all gone on different lines. Women are a third more likely to be diagnosed with a heart condition than breast cancer. Did you
really
know that? Yes. And so there's 5 speakers, 3 workshops where you can take notes and change your lifestyle for the better. We will help you to make those leaps in life which often holds us back and stops us from achieving and making our lives the best they can be. So you can find out more about the speakers and workshops if you go to evolutionforwomen.co.uk/WHWE, which stands for Women's Health and Wealth Event. Or you can book tickets on Eventbrite. But if you go to evolutionforwomen.co.uk, /WHWE, you can find out more.
Fabuloso. F Keys have said Gullens. Great staff, friendly people, and great students of F Keys.
Oh, I'm glad we had some Excel training from Alex just the other day, and he was brilliant. I can't recommend him enough.
Yeah, he is good.
Yeah.
But the peeps at Gullens are really lovely too. And I know quite a few of them because we share a car park as well, and we quite often stand outside with Leroy and some of the guys and chat.
That sounds like fame. Do you dance as well?
I can dance,
different,
yeah.
Different Leroy.
No, I can dance.
Can you? Yeah, yeah. You can't sing, but you can dance.
He is in a band, actually.
Really?
Leroy is, yeah.
Ah.
Go on, ask what kind of band.
Go on then, what kind of band?
I know. He's in a rockabilly band.
Oh, I love rockabilly. What are they called?
I don't know what they're called, but Leroy has the quiff and everything. He's really cool.
Oh, he wears it to work as well.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
He wears it to work. It's like a hat. Yeah. Can you find out and tell me? Because I love rockabilly. I haven't been to see a rockabilly band for years.
Yeah, I will.
Brilliant.
When I see him in the car park next, I'll get him to tweet his band name.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Good. Go with another email. We've got 2 minutes.
Okay. As part of Margate's Cultural Renaissance, we're looking for an organisation to manage a creative co-working space in the Margate Media Centre. It's an invitation to tender, and I'd be grateful if you could share this with any contacts you have who might be interested in this exciting project. The full tender specification can be found on the South East Business Portal, which is businessportal.southeastiep.gov.uk. It might need an HTTPS at the beginning of that to make it work. But maybe if you look on thanet.gov.uk, it will help you. This came from Louise Askew, who's the Economic Development Officer there.
Fabulous. Thank you for that, Jo. We're kind of just about at the end of everything. We're still getting tweets coming all over the place, and I'm trying to kind of keep them in context, but we'll come back to them next week. couple of pieces of housekeeping to talk about. The listen again on the Channel Radio website will be slightly delayed in going up due to the fact that we've run out of database space and we've got to reorganise our database. But it will be available in an hour or so on the Kent Business Radio website, and I will tweet out a link to the listen again for that. And that will be the same for all the shows on Channel Radio today. We have run out of space because we've just got so many files now. Because we have so many shows.
You're just showing off now, aren't you?
I know we are. Well, you know, we're going from strength to strength, and that's due entirely to the people of Kent and St. Louis, Missouri, obviously.
Yes.
And all points in between. It's been a fascinating journey. You know, we're just over a year old now, you know, a year and a quarter. And the listenership has gone through the roof. The amount of show, we got 37 shows. We even do plays on the radio now. We do plays on a Sunday. We've had 5 plays that have been written by local playwrights and produced, acted and presented by local people. And Nigel Banks is our main writer of radio plays. We're just about to lose him to Cumbria for some reason. He's still going to write plays for us, but he's moving from Canterbury to Cumbria, and we're going to miss him dreadfully, but we will still put his plays on. But we're really proud of things like that, because we, as a community radio station, we're doing things that no other community radio station in the country has done or is intending to do. So we're really proud of that. But we've run out of space. We've run out of disk space because we've just got so many of our shows up there. So we'll fix that anyway, and you will be able to listen again within an hour or so to today's Business Bunker show. We will be back next week, of course. Oh, I've got another couple of urgent tweets coming. Let me see what they are.
Doesn't make great radio, though, does it?
Yeah, no. But I got a tweet, and it said, "You're amazing, Paul." And I thought, hold on, I better read this before, yes, I read it out, because it all depends what. But it was from Bea, who's just saying thank you for reading out her link earlier.
Oh,
it's
nice.
An absolute pleasure, Bea, as always. More than happy to help you promote that. So it just leaves me to say a massively big thank you to the famous Joe Dodds.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I'll see you in another few months when Jules has got another holiday, presumably.
Well, the lucky thing is Jules has hundreds of holidays a year.
That's
she does
true.
Have loads and loads
She's
and loads.
She's had a bit of a quiet spell, hasn't she?
She has. She went through a lull of not holidaying, because yes, every day was a holiday for Jules.
Well, exactly. Tell her to pull a finger out and get some more booked.
Yeah, exactly. But I think she is planning on some more holidays later this year. But we'll get you back anyway. Because we missed you at the Christmas dinner as well.
I know, I tried to come to that. But
you were unable to make that, and that was a shame, because we had a fabulous time at the ship at Dinchurch.
He only invited me about 5 days before it. Hey. He thinks I have an empty schedule.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, okay. At least you invited me, I suppose. Yeah.
Communication.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, as we've got a lawyer here now, I'm going to invite you to next year's.
Oh, lovely. Good.
So there's plenty of notice. Yeah. I have no idea where it is or when it is, but you are cordially invited to next year's Christmas party, Jo.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to Roya Crodes of Growth Accelerator, Amanda Finn of Gunnan's Law.
Thank you.
Now, you've been absolute stars. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show and for joining in. Remember, if you'd like a chance to win a fabulous, fabulous book, then follow... It's called That Burning Summer. I haven't got my glasses on, I'm so vain. That Burning Summer. For a chance to win that, follow Gullens_HR_law and hashtag Business Bunker, and we will pick one of the followers in the next week or so, and Amanda will let us know, and we will let you know. In the meantime, coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. At 3 p.m. At 5 p.m. is Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with the Craig Avery show, including a sporting letter from America. I don't know why I say that. I just do. If he's back from Australia. He disappeared to Australia for some reason. I don't know why. Half of our presenters are in Australia at the moment.
The presenter or the letter person?
No, the presenter. Craig's in Australia.
Oh.
Angela from Who Cares Wins is in Australia. Oh. Jules is in Cairo. It's just me and you, Joe, that are in Romney Marsh. They must have known about the weather or something. Anyway, so that's Craig Avery at 5 o'clock, and then Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show, All That's Great in New, Unsigned and Up-and-Coming Music at 9 o'clock. And I suggest you have a listen to that. If you can't listen to it live, have a listen on the listen again. There is absolutely some stonkingly fabulous music on that show. It really is great stuff that they pick. And just because it's unsigned doesn't mean to say it's poor quality music. It is not. It's very good. So that's New Potatoes at 9 till 11 tonight. So thank you for listening to The Business Bunker Show. I've been Paul Andrews. This has been The Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Your mom!